breathing in different ways. Breathing is a skill people often have strong feelings about. Some people feel very negatively about breathing exercises and have negative past experiences doing them. Others really enjoy breathing exercises and recognize their power to be helpful. We're going to show you 5 different ways of breathing, and we hope that at least one of them will be useful and comfortable for you. First, I'd like you to just notice where you naturally breathe from. Some people breathe from their stomach, others from their diaphragm, which is the area around your rib cage, and others breathe from the chest. The goal of breathing exercises is that you get as much oxygen into your body as possible in order to decrease the stress hormone cortisol. Deep breathing also slows your heart rate and decreases your blood pressure. When you have an intense, uncomfortable emotion like anxiety, often your fight or flight reflex is activated. Deep breathing helps to counter this reaction. So those are the reasons, the scientific reasons, why it's important to consider using breathing as a strategy when you're trying to decrease the intensity of an emotion. All right. So we're going to get started. First, I just want you to notice where you're breathing from. It could be your stomach, your diaphragm, or your chest. Don't try to change anything. Just notice. Do you breathe in and out from your nose, your mouth, or both? If you're having trouble noticing, that's okay too. Just keep breathing. Now we're going to breathe in for the count of 4 and out for the count of 4. When you breathe in, I'd like you to breathe in and notice that you're breathing in. And when you're breathing out, I'd like you to breathe out and notice that you're breathing out. So when you're ready, breathe in 2, 3, 4, and out 2, 3, 4. Breathe in 2, 3, 4, and out 2, 3, 4. One last time. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now we're going to expand the exhale. We're going to breathe in for 4 and out for 6. The reason we do this is that the exhale is what helps to activate the parts of the brain that decrease the cortisol and slow your heart rate. So when you're ready, breathe in 2, 3, 4, and out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in 2, 3, 4, and out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One last time. Breathe in 2, 3, 4, and out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, we're going to shift to box breathing. For this one, you can either draw your own box in the air with your finger, or move your head from side to side, up and down, back and across to make a box. You'll breathe in for 4, hold for 4, out for 4, and hold for 4. So when you're ready, breathe in 2, 3, 4, hold 2, 3, 4, out 2, 3, 4, hold 2, 3, 4. Again, in 2, 3, 4, hold 2, 3, 4, out 2, 3, 4, hold 2, 3, 4. One last time. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Out, 2, 3, 4. And hold, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now we'll all shift over to ladder breathing. This involves counting, so you're going to focus on counting as you breathe in and out. Just follow along. So when you're ready, take a deep breath, and we're going to go in for 8. So ready, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then out for 7, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In for 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Out for 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In for 4, in, 2, 3, 4. Out for 3, out, 2, 1. In for 2, 1, 2. Out for 1, 1. Okay, now we're going to move from counting to using our imaginations while we breathe. Take a minute and consider what color makes you feel happy or peaceful. It could be purple, sparkly green, maybe you like tie-dye blue, or the colors of the rainbow. Whatever colors you like, I'd like you to imagine a big bouncy ball or a balloon of this color or color combination and put yourself inside of it. Then, as you breathe in, you're going to breathe in the color and fill your body with that color. And imagine the balloon shrinking as all the color fills your body as you breathe it in. Then you're going to breathe it out and have the balloon fill up all around you again. So when you're ready, picture the balloon of color around you and then breathe it in. Picture your body being filled up with that beautiful color. Then breathe it out. Imagine the balloon starting small and getting bigger and bigger around you as you breathe out. One last time. Breathe in. And out. We have one last breathing exercise. This time, we're going to take the tip of our pointer finger and use it to go up and down the finger of the other hand as we breathe in and out. So take your pointer finger and put it on the palm of your opposite hand. Now, breathe in and move your finger slowly up your thumb. Now breathe out and move your finger slowly down your thumb to your palm. Next, breathe in and start moving your finger up your pointer finger. And then breathe out and back to your palm. Now, move your finger up and down your middle finger. Breathe in and out while you do so. Move over to your ring finger, up and down, as you go in and out with your breath. And finally, your pinky, in and out. as you go up and down. Sometimes I need to scratch my palm when I'm done, as it's a little bit tingly. Okay, now take a minute to notice how you feel right now. Notice which of the breathing exercises was the easiest for you. Was there one you really enjoyed? Was there one you disliked? Why? So those are 5 different breathing exercises that you can try. I hope that one of them resonated for you so that you'll be able to use that when you need to use breath to decrease emotional arousal.